Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to Joy of Business Radio. I'm your host for today, Lale Hancock. I'm one of the Joy of Business facilitators, and I'm joined with one of my dearest friends, Danielle Carter from Right Body for You. Hey, Danielle.
Hi, Lale. It's so fun to be playing with you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited we're here today. Our show is called Killing Your Body, Killing Your Business. And I thought, what better person to have this conversation with than someone who's a spokesperson for Right Body for You and facilitates these classes around the world. And I get to share also the pieces related to the business. So how does it get even better than that?
and this is such a fun topic to actually talk about. Because what's interesting about this is, you know, you hear the expression, oh, I worked my butt off, right? And, you know, in this reality, it tells you that it's about working so hard that you don't have time for anything else, and you succeed, you achieve something, right? Well, I always like to say I worked my butt on with all of the computer work and sitting still. Like, I didn't work my butt off. I worked my butt on.
What do you know? We're already changing the way society refers to it. I love it. What a great way to start the show. But there's this, not to make it serious, but there is this, like, you know, so many of us, the first place we're willing to neglect, the first place we're willing to sacrifice and give up is our bodies. And what if there's not a reason to do that, but we can include our body, still be successful, still be able to grow the businesses, still be able to keep creating. So that's really the topic I want us to chat about today, Danielle, of like, what are ways that we don't have to kill our bodies?
Well, and I don't know if I'm going to the end of the conversation. Apparently I do things backwards, but I have actually found more people I know. This is why Lale and I get so along so well. I have found more people to be successful when they're actually including their body in the computation of the business instead of being the sacrifice of the business, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more. What do you mean by that, Danielle?
Well, because we do that. Our bodies become the effect of creating this business because nothing else matters, right? It's like, especially for those of us who are entrepreneurs out there and we're working for ourselves and creating a business, and then we create this reality where we go, well, if I'm not working, then I'm not actually creating anything. We have this, it's almost like we pay ourselves an hourly rate even, and then we do this, if I work this many hours, I get this much money. If I don't work this, I don't. Then you don't take time off. And then we haven't even gotten to the part about actually what your body does to contribute to help you create your business. But one thing I've noticed with entrepreneurs and our people who work for other people, they will exhaust their body. When really, if you take into account and look at it, what is actually keeping you going? You know, I mean, just to be very blunt and obvious about it, it's like, so you're typing on a computer. What's typing on a computer? You, spirit, soul, infinite being, whatever you want to call it, or is it your body actually typing on the computer? You know, what are you seeing with? What are you hearing with? You know, I'm not talking about the thinking aspect of it, which, oh, I could get into that and brain and sugar and all of that kind of stuff. Trust me, I can throw nutrition at you too. but really just looking at it, it's like just people disregard that. It's like, they're like, yeah, I know the body is typing and seeing and hearing, but whatever. And it's like, well, how much does that actually slow you down? You know, it's like I spent some time recently with a friend of mine, and I am currently in Europe. And then, you know, he came over to Europe for other things, and we're sitting there talking, and he just got into the country this morning, and he has that thing called jet lag, right? Or he's tired, you know, well, because, you know, and it's a long flight, not sleeping, not anything. And so as we're sitting there talking business, his eyes are really like drooping. And you can see that it's harder to actually communicate, to actually have the thoughts, to actually put, you know, pieces together. I mean, not to say he wasn't being successful with it, but it was a harder aspect. And it was simply because his body was tired. And so just based on that, you think people would want to include their bodies more in their business. But is that one thing that people tend to be disregard? I mean, and for me, it goes back to, you know, freaking university and college and staying up late and studying, eat all the sugar, do all that, do the running around, you know, and then we have this joke in this reality now, this, our culture of, oh, it's a sedentary lifestyle. It's a sedentary lifestyle. And so we're actually making it okay to not include our bodies in the daily things that we're doing.
I do get like some people listening aren't even going to know what the heck we're talking about because they're not even there with their bodies yet. You know, the topic of killing your body, killing your business, and business is anything. It's not just you owning your own company. It really is the business of your life. Anything that, you know, you wake up, you have blood flowing through your veins, you know, that's your business. And so, like, I look at all the people that I used to work with, me included. I was the best at, I don't know, we want to say succeeding at failing at the body or whatever. But I was the first one who would say, you know, I would do 12 hours, 14 hours, 16 hours, 18 hours, 20 hours. And there were moments, like, I never even got up to go to the bathroom. Because you know what I mean? It was like, I'm on this mission to get this deadline done. And I was willing to sacrifice my body needing a break out of the chair, my eyes requiring a break from the computer, my bladder requiring a break, you know, all the things that our bodies actually need, even the whole movement of just your legs, your shoulders, and all this other stuff. So even though I was healthy, I was killing my body, actually. And what was interesting for me is, I'll say to you, I still probably work 12, 14, 16 hours. There's days I do 18 hours. But now it's different.
We know what we're talking about. We know what we're talking about. We do this.
We're guilty parties.
Why do you think we love talking about it? We check in on each other. You still working? Maybe.
Exactly. So one of the things, though, of things that I do want to bring up is that it's not just about you not doing the things that you do to make your business grow. It's not about you not succeeding with your projects and knowing that you have deadlines for certain things that you have to get done. But are you willing to also listen to the words and the whispers that initially start with your body before they turn super loud?
We didn't even talk about the body actually having the communication yet. Let's really freak them out.
Yeah, let's do that because it is like, it's so like, I know so many people that come and see me because, you know, I've got different kind of businesses, and you know, it's like their body is like going, like, they're like, okay, I have this pain and I have this and I have this and I've been on medication for this and this and this. And I'm like, wow, like, did any of this moment, like from where you were to where you are now, did you ever notice that your body was talking to you? All right. Sounds like we've just come up to our first break. So thank you for listening to OM Radio. This is Joy of Business with your host, Lale Hancock, and my guest today, Danielle Carter. We'll be right back after the short break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face. On their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do.
Know someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Joy of Business. This is one of your hosts, Lale Hancock, and today I'm here with Danielle Carter, the spokesperson and the creative producer for Right Body for You, and we're talking about killing your body, killing your business. So, Danielle, with everything we were talking about before the break, chat a little bit more about, you know, Right Body for You and really getting us to start to have conversations with our bodies and allow our businesses to thrive as well.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things I love about Right Body for You, because, you know, I've been working with Right Body for You, oh gosh, for 9 years. I'm rounding the corner on 10, Lale. When did that happen? And it's about acknowledging the consciousness of the body and actually working with the body, being with the body. And when that acknowledgement of the consciousness of the body, because it's like, you know, do plants and animals have a consciousness? Does the earth have a consciousness? Does it speak to you? You know, and so why wouldn't your body, that's actually made up of very similar molecules and elements? I mean, you look at the earth elements on the periodic chart table of elements. There we go. There's the word. Minerals and oxygen and water, all those things are also in your body. And so it's like, if all of those have this consciousness, why would your body not either? And I know this is where a lot of people go, freak, what are you talking about? It's like, it's not to create a separation from your body, but actually acknowledge that your body has an ability to receive information. Your body has an ability to actually contribute to you. Because one of the things that so many people do is that your body is just something that you have to take care of. And then it falls, you know, falls the hell apart as you get older. And so you must, you know, maintain the body and avoid death. But what if there was more to your body than that? And that's what Right Body for You is all about, is beginning that conversation. Because your body is actually communicating to you all the time in so many different ways. It can be as subtle as a prickling on your skin and you're like, danger's nearby. You know, we've all had that experience. Well, all of a sudden our skin like tingles and we're like, is it scary? Should I be scared now? Is there something big boogeyman going to jump out at me in a second? You know, because your body's giving you this information. So it could be that subtle as the tingling of the skin, or it can be as loud as a pain. And, you know, pain is one of your body's last ways to actually communicate with you. Because what happens when your body hurts? You stop. You pay attention. Mm-hmm. You ask a friggin' question, even if that question is, what is going on? You know, you stop and you finally receive that information from your body. So Right Body for You is actually about building that communication with that body, having that conversation, because your body is actually a great tool of awareness, giving you information about it, you, other people's bodies, other people, the earth, planet, so many things out there in the universe. So it's really about building that communication and receiving that information. Like, you know, we made these bodies this great tool of information, and then we disregard it. We don't pay attention to it. And so Right Body for You is about building that communication that is doing it anyways. You have a pain. You know when you need to, you know, eat, or you know when you need to go to the bathroom. I mean, this is all communication from the body, and it's building from there so you can actually hear things like, oh my gosh, I think that person is over there thinking that, or oh my gosh, I need to hurry up because all of a sudden I feel late. And you know, you arrive on time, and if you had left 10 minutes later, you would have been late. And so it's this communication, not just in like, oh, I know when I need to eat, but it's this communication it's constantly giving you information. People call it funny things, psychic, aware, and other things like that. But it's really just this ability to receive information however it comes in. And then when we talk about this with business, is where it is truly, truly intriguing. Because a lot of people don't even think that their body can contribute to their business unless they're doing something like line work, you know, or building actual construction work or something like that, where they're obviously their body plays a part in it because they're lifting and moving things. But how many of us disregard sitting at a computer? It's like, oh, well, it wasn't my body. It was just my mind. It was just my head. It was just me. It had nothing to do with my body. It wasn't anything physical. Mm-hmm. It's just thinking. But it's not. It's so much more than that. You know, Right Body View, the slogan is, it's about the creation of your life with the contribution of your body. Well, guess what? Like you said, Lala, business of life. Life is business. It's not just building a brick and mortar place or building an entrepreneur web thing. It's also business of your life.
Yeah, and you know, when you were chatting about communication with your body, you know, what kept coming up for me is last year I had so many people that I was working with who had so much stress going on at work, and they were a bit embarrassed to share it with me, but actually, you know, they were constipated, or, you know, there were moments they physically could not get out of bed, and things of that sort. And in what was really interesting for me is, I'm like, wow, you know, during the times I was in the dot-com world and all these other things, I mean, thank God I didn't really experience these things, but it really reminds me of how much we turn off that voice the body is screaming at.
You know? Oh, yeah.
And just asking, you know, so, you know, this topic of killing your body, killing your business, like, can we talk about that? Like, it is that your body is giving you information continuously. Mm-hmm. And how do we make it, though, that we're not killing our body and therefore allowing our businesses to thrive as well?
Well, you know, I know a lot of business people and entrepreneurs listen to the Joy of Business radio show. I do, too. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of good information about business. And so, you know, even from a very practical standpoint, even if you're at your computer all day, you can actually increase your own productivity, which, right, isn't at a business level, we're trying to increase productivity of things. If you take 5 minutes, an hour, get up, move around. You know, when I'm not facilitating a class, I'm working from home. And so I take at least 5 minutes out of every hour now, I've learned, now to go outside, walk around my deck, just do something. Having that motion creates a refresh. And so instead of those moments where you're like, I just have to power through and finish this, and then you may get the product done, but it might not be as amazing as it could be. And your body, you know, it's, you've eaten so much sugar, you have the shakes, or you have a crash now, or you have a headache, or so much caffeine, or whatever it is, you know, those things to keep going and keep going and keep going. I've actually found for myself and others, taking that 5 minutes to allow the body to do that refresh, move that body, even if it's just moving around thing, you do better work faster. I know it sounds counterproductive. It's like, wait a minute, it takes 5 minutes, half an hour, and you get more done? Yeah. Instead of powering through those 5 minutes, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. Take those 5 minutes. Walk around. Sometimes just going out and putting my face in the sun, I'm like, oh, thank you.
It's interesting. I remember my ophthalmologist, or I can't, the eye doctor, the eye surgeon, whatever his title is, I'm blanking right now. But I remember them always talking about, you know, requiring, like your eyes requiring the break as well. So especially being on the computer as long as we are, just for a moment to actually even move your head, you know, like move your head, look in a different direction, and then do some eye exercises. So, you know, it really makes a difference.
Can I add in really quickly? Looking at two different monitors is not the head direction and change we're talking about. It's a little bit more traffic.
I know you say that because you actually have multiple computers. You But it is. It's really interesting how different it is now that I actually listen to my body. Like my body gives me those signals much sooner than it used to. Because now I'm actually listening and I can hear that it's saying it. So it's like between the eyes and between just the, like you said, the physical motion of getting up. And think about it, the amount of oxygen that you're able to like bring into your brain, into your body by just stepping outside. You don't even have to be physically outside, but just the movement of a different fresh air, the clarity. I can't tell you how many people, just the simple task of this, I talk to them and they're like, oh my God, all the roadblocks I had that I couldn't come up with an idea or I couldn't come up with a solution or whatever that was, immediately, poof, I had an idea.
Yeah, because it is, like I said, it's a refresh. It really is. It's a refresh. It's a reboot. You know, and I was watching a Big Bang Theory episode the other day, and Sheldon was up for 3 days trying to figure out this problem, right? And so he's like thinking, and so he'd stand with his back to his board and then look around really quickly and like see if he could do it that way. And then he was using different foods trying to, you know, ferret it out. And basically he had this exhaustion going on. And so Bernadette comes in and goes, well, okay, so what happens when you're not taking care of your body and you're not actually doing the sleep? And he goes, your cognitive ability actually decreases. She's like, so go to bed. He's like, no, I must finish this, right? But that is eventually what did it, is he got some sleep. And then he was actually, like I said, to be able to do an idea and things that had become this monumental roadblock. It melts, it shifts and changes. And this is why we called this, you know, destroying your body, destroying your business. Because at the end of the day, it's like, if you're going to put in this work, if you're going to put in this effort, I don't know about any of you, but I'm not happy with, oh, that's good enough. And when I'm tired and I'm not taking care of my body or giving my eyes the break or moving around or, you know, not mainlining the caffeine. I mean, don't get me wrong. My body and I like caffeine a lot. And there's always that moment where it's like, your body's like, please don't give me any more. I turn out work that is, that's just good enough. And it's like, you know what? Our businesses, we do a lot with it. What if that 5 minutes a day, for example, or five minutes an hour, can actually give you beyond, oh, it's good enough. What if it can give you that moment of, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Look what I created. This is amazing. It's going to change the world. We're going to be so happy. And look, it's going to make us so much money. Yay. And what else can we create? You know, just having that instead of that, oh, it's good enough. Because every time I'm tired or my clients are tired, they turn in, that's just good enough.
Mm-hmm. So what else, Danielle? Because, you know, getting up, giving yourself that 5 minutes, that's one thing that's out there. Like, what are other tools that we can share? Oh, after the break, we'll share some more tools. You're listening to Joy of Business Radio on Om Radio. And we will take a break from killing your body, killing your business, and we'll return in just a few minutes.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When it comes to saving money, don't act like a baby.
Goo goo gaga.
Be the boss and make a budget.
I'm the boss, baby.
You're not the boss of me.
I am the boss of you.
Are not.
M2.
Are not.
M2.
Need a little help?
Aren't you going to do any work?
I'm very busy delegating.
Create a personalized savings plan.
We can share.
You obviously didn't go to business school.
And get other tools and tips at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Joy of Business Radio on Om Radio. This is one of your Joy of Business certified facilitators, Lale Hancock. Today, I'm talking to Danielle Carter, and we're chatting about killing your body, killing your business. And Danielle, before we went on break, just like looking at what are some other tools that we might be able to share with the listeners, so that they're not killing their body and they're actually allowing their businesses to thrive. So I'm curious, what other goodies do you have up your sleeve?
Oh, I have so much. You know, and I mean, just a quick little tidbit. This isn't even really on the agenda. But one thing that when I actually started having a communication with my body and talking to and acknowledging and let it tell me things, It actually changed how I do business, or that I can do business, or like that I can speak to you. Cause you know, I've been in radio and TV for 30 years now. And it's only been the last 9 years where I've been willing to be in front of people or in front of the camera and actually talk to people. So it is interesting that one of those things that changed for me with the business of when I was started acknowledging and being with my body was that I could do it in general. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I could actually speak to people, which actually leads. So when you say, what else do I have? I have so much. The shy person who now doesn't shut up unless you say we're going to a commercial break. but you know, one of the things is like, you know, I love giving real practical tools as well for, you know, whenever I guest star on anything or, and anybody in business ever had a negotiation or they're looking to hire somebody or looking to be hired, or, you know, they're wanting information from another person, right? Or not even negotiation, like one person's going to win and one person's going to lose, but you need this information, right? So anytime you have these interactions with people, and, you know, last time I checked, people have bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Entities go different conversation. But the ones we're talking about today, you know, they have this body. And so what's really cool is if you're willing to receive that information from your body, it gives you so much that is going on also for that other person. Is their body tense? Are they hiding something? and, you know, they've made a TV show about human lie detectors and things like that, and they've made books on it. You say more than you think you do, and, you know, and it's like all these little subtle things giving away by the body, what it does, the twitches and things like that. So, yes, there is that element to it, but I'm also inviting you to include the energetic element of it, because a lot of people work on their tells, right? You know, we brought the gambling term of their tells.
Oh, where did you go, Danielle? Okay, looks like we had some technical difficulties.
Hi.
With Danielle. Oh, there you go.
I'm in France. Apparently, I had a hiccup of internet. Sorry about that.
No worries. So you were saying?
I was saying, you know, it's like in the gambling world, they have this phrase called tells, right? And that's how they know if they have a good hand or a bad hand, or if they're lying or whatever. Well, it's like, has anyone noticed we've really brought that into the business world as well? It's like we have these tells. And so when people do things like you say more than you realize. And so, you know, they're like, they'll stop looking up if they're going to lie, or they'll stop twitching. They'll sit still. It's like they'll work on those kind of physical things. But if you're really having that conversation with your body, you can perceive the energy about it. Somebody can be rock still, not moving at all. And then the energy is like, they are so uncomfortable. What are they hiding? What are they nervous about? And so it's not just the physicalness of what their body's saying, because absolutely. But when you have that information energetically as well, that's the tell that it's not as easy to switch and change up. So I actually watch people physically when I'm speaking to them, because, you know, as a facilitator, I'm watching people, right? As a facilitator or teacher, you stand in front of people, you know, presenter, public speaker, you stand in front of people and you're watching them, you're talking to them, you're interacting with them. And I know a lot of people have this guarded thing going on. And so they may not be physically twitching, but energetically they're spinning around the room. And so when my body's telling me this, I actually negotiate better. I'm a better facilitator, and I get information out of people that they might not have said before. So it is this really, really interesting thing of, it makes you a better negotiator, makes you a better gleaner of information, because they can work on the physical tell, but the energy is always there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I love is some questions around it, you know, like when someone is standing in front of you and they're sharing information with you, you know, you could just use the word truth, just as easy as that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Truth.
Yep.
And next thing you know, the truth will pop out of their mouth, you know, or, you know, like with this, like, body, what information are you sharing with me here? Like, even with your own stuff going on, you know, like you said earlier, even if someone is sensing something physically in their own body, just asking that question, and not from the place that, you know, the body has a mouth that you talk out of, but when your body is communicating with you, it is the subtle way of communicating. So you might get the awareness, you might get the information, you might get the idea a little bit different than if you're just sitting there talking to, you know, another person. So can you talk more about that, Danielle, around this? Like, what are some things during that negotiation that are easy for us to be able to pick up?
Well, if you're looking for like questions and things like that, you already said one of my favorite ones. Body, what are you aware of? You know, that that one opens you up to so much information. And let me say, information can come to you in so many different ways. You know, one, I know a lot of people think like, oh, communication with the body, information from the body has to come in, proper sentence structure, the right language. No, actually, it comes into you so many different ways. I've had, you know, with communication with my body, I've had pictures. I've had ideas all of a sudden pop in, right? Mm-hmm. I've had memories show up. I've had, yes, sometimes words, and sometimes it's just all of a sudden out of the blue, things just seem to fall into place. So it's not about the proper sentence structure when we're talking about communicating with the body. It's really just about acknowledging how this different comes in. So when you ask, body, what are you aware of here? You're not going to, or rarely are you going to hear, you know, maybe like right now my Siri is a male British voice. You're not going to hear the male British Siri coming on and go, this person is lying. They're hiding that they can actually pay you more. You know, not always the way that communication is going to come.
Come on, Danielle. Come on. We all want to have an English sound that comes out when we ask questions. But can we also talk about light
I'm
and heavy?
American. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about light and heavy. I'm British.
I would love to talk about light and heavy. Because light and heavy for me is actually one of my tools with the body. Because what it does, light and heavy is something we innately be. Okay? You ever had those moments where you said something like, I knew I shouldn't have done that, or I knew I shouldn't have gone there, or I knew that was going to turn out good? What it is basically anything that is true for you makes you feel light. Anything that is untrue for you will make you feel heavy. And one of the reasons I love talking about this with bodies so much is quite high percentage of the time, light and heavy shows up as a physical sensation. You know, and we talked about some of them earlier about like that tingling on the skin of like, oh my gosh, is a boogeyman about to jump out? Because your body is giving you information of like danger ahead. You know, I was walking down the street of New York with a friend of mine one time after a Broadway show, and she's like, oh, you wanna keep walking? I'm like, yeah, let's keep walking. And then all of a sudden I got really tense. My body got tense. And I kind of like got nervous, and I'm like, why am I suddenly nervous? And I'm like, it's time to get off the streets. My body was saying, it's time to get off the streets. Don't walk this way anymore. And so she's used to me being weird. I'm like, okay, can we catch a cab now? She's like, sure, whatever. And then she's like, I told her, sorry, it just felt, right? Felt, your body feels. I'm like, it just felt like we shouldn't go on anymore. Like I kind of got nervous. And she's like, oh, I figured you knew that all the crazy clubs started on the next block. I'm like, oh no, I didn't, but my body did. And so it gave me that heavy, that, you know, that sensation, right, as a physical thing. And a lightness, you know, also shows up a lot as a physical sensation. And so this is why I love talking about this light and heavy with bodies, is because a high percentage of the time, light and heavy shows up as a communication from your body. Sometimes it comes from your body. Sometimes you're using your body to interpret the information. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's going to show up differently. But let me say it again. Anything that is true for you makes you feel lighter. Or for me, I like to say also, it expands your universe. It makes it seem like more is possible in the world. Mm. And then anytime something is not true for you, it makes you feel heavy, and it feels like there's less possible in the world. You know, it kind of contracts your universe. Or if it's a really extreme, you don't know, you want to sit in the corner and rock and cry, you know, depending on how heavy that sensation is. But this actually, it doesn't always have to be that extreme either, which is why, you know, we talk about it like in negotiations or work or whatever it is. Because I don't know about you, but has anybody ever had those moments where you're like, I don't know, should I do this? Should I go here? Should I hire this person? Should I not hire this person? Oh my gosh, should I go with that company? Oh, should I go with this you know, newsletter, database information? Should I do, what program should I run? What computer should I buy? You know, and there's so much questions out there that when you have these things in place, creates a future. And what your body can actually help you do is interpret that future.
Cool. Well, thank you, Danielle. We're here at our next break. Thank you for listening to Joy of Business Radio. We'll return in just a few minutes.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back to Joy of Business Radio on OM Radio. I'm Lale Hancock, and today I have Danielle Carter, and we're talking about killing your body, killing your business, and we're actually talking about the opposite now. How can we use our bodies to actually allow our businesses to thrive and grow? So, Danielle, we just have a couple more minutes left. Let's chat a little bit more about, you know, information for the future too, because when we're creating our businesses, we're not just creating it for today, we're creating it for today and for tomorrow. So
absolutely,
what else could we be sharing more about ways our body can assist us in, you know, those whispers of the future?
Well, you know, and that's kind of what we were leading into before the break of, you know, there's all these decisions and choices you make in a business, even if it's something like, you know, what database system do I use or who do I hire? And using that light heavy tool with your body can actually assist with that. Because what you can do is you can simply say, okay, so truth, if I hire this person, what will the future be like? And then you can kind of, as I like to say, cop an energetic feel. But really just look at the future, and is your body telling you a lightness or is your body telling you a heaviness with this? Because has anybody ever hired somebody and you're like, oh, I knew I shouldn't have hired that person? Well, yeah, you did know. And more often than not, your body was telling you that information as well, with the heaviness or contracting of your universe. And so when we are talking about the future, it's like, okay, so if we do this marketing plan, what will it create? If we create this business, what will the future be like? You ask questions like that, your body is one of the best things that will actually help you to receive that information, so you know what the future is that you're creating and what's possible with it. And, you know, the nudges from the universe of like, go this direction, go that direction, or no, 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 not that direction. Or, you know, anything else in between.
I love and, you know, and it feels
actually, yeah.
Well, what I was going to say is,
you know,
if you are willing to receive that information from your body sooner, have that conversation, you go through a lot less crap. You don't destroy the business. You don't destroy your body. You actually create both your business and your body and the future for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, it's funny. I was just doing a talk just last week about this. I was at a conference that had 60,000 people at it. And as you can imagine, if you have 60,000 bodies, there's a lot of information that's going around to different people as well. And one of the things that I was playing with, just having fun with it, is just like saying like, okay, so who would be a contribution to my business? You know, who should I be talking to that'll be a contribution to my business? And can I tell you, I ended up randomly, quote, I'm quoting this, sitting next to people who are amazing contributions. So it really is like, if you're willing to ask questions, like you can get information. And I was sharing this tool with one of the people that I met, and he is a business developer. He ends up spending a lot of his time interacting with clients. And so he was like, you know, sometimes I just don't know why it is that certain clients never call me back, or that I have certain clients that I can easily contact. And I started to share light and heavy with him, and it was amazing how quickly things changed for him. I was like, you know, what if you were willing to include in your day-to-day asking a question of like, okay, I have these things that I've got to get done today, and ask which one of these requires my attention, mm-hmm. you know, and go with which
I love that one
pops out first. Yeah. And whichever one is the lightest to you. And the other thing was, do the same thing if you have to call clients, or if you have to call an employee that you don't want to have a conversation with. Ask, like, if I call now, will this create something greater for me in the business?
Yep.
And go with the lighter heavy, because, like, I've done that personally, and I've shared that tool in many, many workshops that I've done. And people always get back to me that they're – close rates for their sales have gone up. They've been able to actually maximize their time and do less and have actually greater results. But it is like when you're including your body and those whispers of information your body's sharing with you, you actually don't have to put in as much effort.
No. And like we were talking about, you don't destroy your business. You don't destroy your life. And I love talking about this light heavy, like with you, like you do, simply because it is who we innately be. We use this tool without thought, without awareness of it. And so what we're asking you to do is to actually bring the awareness to how you use it, that you use it, so that you can actually be proactive with it instead of reactive with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because so often it's like, oh, I knew I shouldn't have. Well, what if you acknowledge that before and then don't do it? You might actually create funner things.
Yeah. It was interesting. I met someone on the plane, which I know makes you laugh because I talk to everyone.
One day I will get you to do that class.
And what was funny is that when I met him, we had a great conversation, and then I was off to a conference and he was off to business meetings, and it was one of those things of like me wanting to continuously like follow up, but there was something that kept happening, quote, like I got busy or I got distracted. And the next time I thought about it, you know, it was just like, whatever. But I was asking, is now the time for me to send him the email? And I kept getting heavy. It was heavy. It wasn't light at all. And literally it took 7 days for me to send him an email. And I thought, in my old world, that was horrible. I wasn't staying on top of things. I didn't have good follow through or some
rules.
Silliness.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you know what?
when it was light for me to actually send that email was the perfect day where he was finally in the office and he would have looked at the email. Anything earlier than that, one, he told me he was out of town. Two, he told me he had a zillion emails he hadn't caught up with. And so, like, my body gave me the perfect information for the perfect timing to send it off and got results right away. So now I talk to him. He's one of my friends, so I can ask him questions. And that's how I knew more about this. He said, Lale, if you would have sent it to me any earlier, I would have never seen it. It would have literally gone through my crazy hundreds of emails, and I probably would have never responded. So
isn't that amazing?
I'm just like wondering, yeah, like how much can we use all these amazing tools of partnership with our bodies, right? These tools that it's a partnership and collaboration with our bodies to actually grow our businesses, grow our lives, make our lives so much funner, so much more ease, and.
Well, we titled the show Destroying Your Body, Destroying Your Business. And so basically it's like everything we've talked about today, if you do the opposite, you'll be destroying your body mm-hmm. and your business. So it's like, don't pay attention to your body. Don't ask your body questions. Don't use the light heavy tool. Don't get up and walk around and let your body contribute and refresh it. You know, don't sleep. Just power through everything. And, you know, in that, you know, just so, because in that, you know, people laugh now because they see it and they're like, well, of course it's obvious now. But mm-hmm. sometimes it does need to be that very obvious conversation or direction, or everything is the opposite mm-hmm. of what it appears to be. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk to people mm-hmm. all the time about being nice to their body, and I got frustrated one day, and so I posted a class called How to Torture Your Body. I had 350 people on it. I'm like, that's funny. That is really funny. 350 people on a call to torture your body in 3 easy steps. I'm like, oh my gosh.
How does it get even better? How does it get even better? But that's the whole thing, right? Is like, you know, and that's the other thing is like one of the questions that I actually loved is what question could I be asking now to have more ease with my body too? Because there will be moments that your body is screaming and there's moments it's talking and you just have no idea what the heck it's saying. So
carry that one step further. There are those moments where it's like, I can't get up and move around right now. I can't take a break. I have to do this. Cool. The more you're actually in communication with the body, the more even those times are easier because you're like, okay, body, you got my back on this. Can we do this? And your body's like, yeah, we can do it. Let's do it. So even those moments mm-hmm. can become easier when working with your body.
Yeah. How cool is that? How cool is that? So, Danielle, with Right Body for You, you're facilitating classes all around the world, and Joy of Business is facilitating classes all around the world. So, like, can you share some information of how people can find you as well?
Absolutely. They can find me personally, danielle.com, DONNIELLE. They can find more out about Right Body for You at rightbodyforyou.com. And yeah, I'm facilitating workshops all over the world. I was just in Vienna. I'll be in London this weekend. And then next year's schedule is just getting going. And we talk about business and food and eating and changing your body and communication and money and earth and pain. And oh my gosh, these workshops are just so, so amazing. So the two websites are rightbodyforyou.com. And then to reach me is danielle.com, DONNIELLE.com.
Thank you so much, Danielle. And thank you for the listeners for being here for Joy of Business Radio. We're so grateful for you. And next week, more fun to come with the Joy of Business facilitators. See you then. Bye, you all.